A few years ago, I had lunch with a friend who worked as a middle manager at a large corporation. He was a genuinely good person, kind to his family, loyal to his friends, and actively involved in charitable work. But that day, he told me that his company had asked him to dissolve an entire department, over 30 people. A few of them were in difficult financial situations at home. He asked me, what could he do? The financial reports simply couldn't hold up. He was not a bad person. And yet the organization he represented had made a decision that was devastating for more than 30 families. This is precisely what Reinhold Niebuhr saw through in his 1932 work, Moral Man and Immoral Society. Individuals can possess genuine conscience, but collectives are almost inevitably self-serving. Not because there are no good people within them, but because when your position changes, your moral coordinates get redefined. Every manager in a sweatshop might be a perfectly ordinary human being, and yet you cannot point to a single villain and hold them responsible, because the fault does not reside in any one person. The fault resides in the structure. And so the greatest insight Niebuhr gave me is this: you cannot solve a bad system by finding better people to put inside it. When a good person enters a corrupt system, the most likely outcome is not that they transform the system, but that the system transforms them. What genuinely changes society is not more good people. It is better institutions. That may sound deeply unromantic, but consider this: the next time you find yourself placing your hopes in a good leader, perhaps the more important question to ask first is whether that organization has any meaningful checks and balances at all.